The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Lotshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to 5, and we also sometimes get a little surprise supplement thrown in, which is nice. I think I might have something from there today. We'll begin with this one from Woman's Day, the Anti-Bucket List, 5 Small Shifts to Feel More Fulfilled Now. And this is in honor of National Bucket Day, April 24th. When National Bucket List Day rolls around, it's easy to get swept up in dreams of far-off places and once-in-a-lifetime adventures. But all that someday thinking can quietly fuel restlessness and, if only, feelings. Try these small everyday shifts from therapist Kristen Mosier, author of Restless, and I'll spell her name, M-O-S-I-E-R, in case you want to read Restless, to help you feel more alive in the present. First, name the feeling you want. Rather than asking what you want to do, ask how you want to feel. Craving adventure? You might be longing for novelty, which doesn't necessarily require a plane ticket. A day trip, a new class, a museum visit can deliver a similar spark. Stop the comparison spiral. Scrolling through curated vacation and highlight reels can make your own life feel lacking. Social media comparison often distorts reality. Notice this and choose a more compassionate response. Be where you are. When we dwell on if only, we miss what's happening now. Mindfulness helps us notice the extraordinary in the ordinary. Slow down and savor simple moments. The warmth of the sun, a shared laugh, a cup of coffee quietly enjoyed. Do more of what makes you feel alive. Monotony breeds restlessness. While some boredom is inevitable, we can invite aliveness in through movement, creativity, spending time in nature, laughter, or trying something new. And shift your focus to what you have. What if you spent more energy in appreciation, noticing small comforts, a cozy bed, a warm drink, a kind gesture? Trains your brain to scan for the positive. Try listing a few such things in your life before bed or when you wake up. And you don't need to ditch your bucket list. Big dreams matter, but joy doesn't have to wait. By tuning into presence, connection, and aliveness, you can feel more fulfilled right where you are. This one's from Woman's World. Yes, I do. We get Woman's Day and Woman's World. 11 ways to fight early aging. Many of us assume fatigue, mental fog, and aches are signs that the years are going by faster than we thought. The truth? These changes may not reflect early aging at all. Instead, they're messages from your body telling you it's out of balance due to stress, nutritional gaps, or hormone changes, making you feel older than you should. The good news? You can reverse symptoms and restore your vitality. Tame daily tension in short bursts. Stress can be helpful, ensuring we react quickly. But when stress stays on, as it often does in modern life, it leads to long-term elevated cortisol, says Aaron Stokes, ND, medical director of Wish Garden Herbs. This can interfere with sleep, cutting into overnight cellular repair that keeps us refreshed and resilient. The fix? Simple strategies that induce calm and give you the restorative slumber you need. First, and I love when these things are cheap and easy, breathe slowly. Starting your day with a 10-minute meditation, a walk outdoors, or another relaxation habit resets your stress level, says Stokes. A British study found that techniques like these lower cortisol, helping you settle into a calmer state that lasts when you do them repeatedly. Build a stress buffer. Herbs called adaptogens taken daily for several months can help improve your body's ability to handle stress by increasing resilience, says Stokes. This makes everyday hassles feel more manageable. One option Stokes uses herself, Wish Garden Deep Stress Daily Calm, a blend that includes the tension-taming herbs ashwagandha, holy basil, and eleuthero, which I probably mispronounced, and soothe nerves fast. When tension flares, nervine herbs like passion flower and valerian root work in the moment to calm the nervous system quickly, Stokes says. Fuel up your cells. Diet plays a powerful role in how energized you feel, says Stokes. Even minor shortfalls of vitamins, minerals, and food groups can sap stamina, weaken muscles, and cloud thinking. The solution? Prioritize protein. Protein helps stabilize blood sugar, supports energy, and protects against muscle loss, which impacts strength, balance, and mobility, says Stokes. A trick she recommends? When fixing yourself a plate, ask, "Where's my protein?" If you don't have any, add eggs, fish, poultry, beef, beans, or tofu. And replenish iron stores. Low iron can mimic signs of aging, including fatigue, says Stokes. This mineral is essential for transporting oxygen to every cell of your body. Aim for the daily recommended amount, 18 milligrams for women ages 19 to 50, and 8 milligrams for those 51 and up. By eating iron-rich foods like beef, lentils, and spinach, or by taking an iron supplement. And get more of these vitamins. Vitamin D supports bones, immunity, and mood, while B12 plays a key role in energy and brain function. To maintain adequate levels, take a D3 supplement, 600 IU for those ages 19 to 70, and 800 IU for women 71 plus every day. Or get D from fortified milk and fatty fish. And get 2.4 micrograms daily of B12 from a pill or by consuming fish, beef, or milk. And ease hormone shifts. During perimenopause, levels of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone fluctuate, and in menopause, they plummet, says OBGYN Sherry Ross, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Menopause Hormone Therapy for QuickMD. These changes can make fatigue, fuzzy thinking, and joint discomfort more noticeable. To reduce those effects, ask about hormone therapy. For many women, hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, can ease symptoms, says Dr. Ross. Replenishing hormones that naturally decline may improve sleep, energy, mood, and mental clarity. Ask your gynecologist if this option can help you feel better. And explore some hormone-free remedies. If hormone therapy isn't a good fit, there are alternatives. Newer prescription drugs like Veozah and Lynkuet help manage hot flashes, while some women get relief with relaxation-based approaches like yoga or Tai Chi. Again, I like the free and easy. And feed your gut. Low-grade chronic inflammation can spur aches, fatigue, and other changes. One major driver is an imbalance in the gut microbiome, Stokes says. Stress, antibiotics, and diet can cause an imbalance, causing good bacteria to dwindle. The good news? You can restore harmony with diet tweaks. First, pour a cup of tea. Getting a daily dose of polyphenols found in green tea, berries, and dark chocolate reduces inflammation in 8 weeks, reveals a new study. Enjoy yogurt. Foods with probiotics such as kefir and yogurt with live active cultures add beneficial bacteria to your gut, says Stokes. Once there, they help strengthen the existing community of good microbes to support digestion and immune health. And fill up on this fiber. Foods like oats, apples, and bananas deliver prebiotic fiber, which feeds the beneficial bacteria already in your gut, helping them thrive, says Stokes. And three ways to slow cellular aging. First, visit friends. In a University of Pittsburgh study, people who regularly connected with pals had a younger biological age. How? Support from loved ones activates genes tied to cellular repair. Next, leave a few bites behind. Putting down your fork when you feel full revs vitality. In one study, eating about 12% less turns on genes responsible for energy production. And pick up your pace. People who walk faster have younger-looking DNA. It seems a quicker stride appears to help regulate gene activity that maintains healthy cells. A lot of good info in there. And a lot of it free. I like it. From a supplement, Women in Sports, Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles' secret strength, prioritizing mental health. Professional gymnast Jordan Chiles knows a thing or two about performing under pressure and how mental health shouldn't take a backseat to physical health. But that balance between physical and mental health didn't always exist for Chiles. Early in my career, I thought that being strong meant pushing through everything and keeping my feelings to myself. I was conditioned to believe that if I was struggling, it meant I was not tough enough. An evolved approach. Mental health, Chiles said, requires commitment. Mental health is not something you fix once and move on from. It is something you check in with constantly. It helps me compete better, but more importantly, it helps me live better and stay connected to who I am beyond the sport. Chiles goes to therapy, which has been huge for her because it gives, quote, it gives me the time to be honest without judgment. She added, having support that allows you to rest, to speak up, and to be vulnerable is just as important as having support that pushes you to be great and hold yourself to a high standard. A worthy spotlight. As women's sports have become more popular, so have female athletes, and their hard work and devotion. That fact has opened the door to more conversations with female athletes about the importance of mental health, Chiles said. People are finally starting to see the full picture, not just the fake limits and assumptions, she said. They are seeing the work, the pressure, the sacrifices, and the emotional weight that comes with competing at a high level. Chiles wants these conversations to help people realize that athletes are real people, not machines. We are humans first, with real emotions, real fears, and real lives outside of competition, she added. In women's sports especially, I want mental health to be seen as part of strength, not weakness. As for other young women who love sports but are hesitant to take the leap, consider Chiles' advice to listen to and trust yourself. Trust your voice. Ask questions. Take up space and do not wait for permission to dream bigger, she said. Your love for sports can turn into leadership, advocacy, creativity, or change, and all of that matters just as much as what happens on the floor or the field. Fun ways to feed your muscles and crush health goals. You can follow any healthy plan or make up your own. Go for 30 grams of protein plus produce, fiber, and a little good fat at each meal. Hydrate well. Cut added sugar and keep portions reasonable. We're sharing some fun meal ideas from mybusykitchen.com, I'll spell that, to inspire you. mybizzykitchen.com. And they offer three sample meals. Yogurt with 31 grams of protein. Mix 1 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 1/3 cup of protein granola, and 1 serving of fruit. Fast and delish. Ramen with 52 grams of protein. Make Mike's Mighty Good brand. Mike's Mighty Good is the brand. With 2 cups bone broth, 3 ounces of any protein, and some veggies. Or potato with 33 grams of protein. Top a baked potato with 1 cup of turkey chili, 1 ounce of cheese, and optional Greek yogurt. From Real Simple, some sleeper hits. These are some recommendations for if you want to upgrade your bedding. Mattress and pillows. These are all over the price spectrum. Some of them are out of my range, that's for sure. Here we go. The mattress for light sleepers. Serta Perfect Sleeper Mattress, designed for all sleep positions. This mattress is ideal for the easily disturbed who share a bed. It's packed with over 800 forgiving coils, which help minimize the impact of each person's movement. It's available from $599 at Serta.com, S-E-R-T-A.com. And then we move to the mattress that's next level, Stearns & Foster Lux Estate Mattress. You'll wonder how you slept on anything else after a night on the Lux Estate. It's got five layers, one each for maximum comfort, cooling, durability, movement control, and ventilation, starting at $3,099. StearnsandFoster.com, StearnsandFoster.com. The pillow for Goldilocks, the Sleep Number True Temp Plush Pillow in Ultimate. Pillows tend to be very position-specific. That said, this memory foam pillow is a hit with side, stomach, and back sleepers. It comes with inserts that you can slide in and out as you wish. Starting at $150, sleepnumber.com, SLEEPNUMBER.com. The pillow that feels resort-worthy, Fluffco Down Alternative Pillow. Somehow firm yet fluffy, this pillow rivals what you'll find at expensive hotels. Stuffed with an all-vegan microfiber fill, it's hypoallergenic and machine washable, and incredibly priced, $69 at fluff.co, F-L-U-F-F.co. The down alternative for optimal snuggles, IKEA Smaspore Duvet Insert. Stay toasty without burning up your budget. This polyester and cotton blend insert comes in three different weights, so you can choose based on the season or life stage, if you're having hot flashes, from $35 at IKEA.com, I-K-E-A.com. And I guess to go with the duvet cover that transforms your bed. From Brooklinen, Breeze Weave Crinkle Cotton Duvet Cover. It's more than just a pretty face. Made of a beautiful Turkish cotton, even hot sleepers say they feel cozy without waking up covered in sweat. From $269 at brooklinen.com, B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N. And the only sheets you need, the Citizenry Stonewashed Organic Cotton Percale Sheet Set. The folks who swore by these sheets last year say they've only gotten better with each wash. Soft but crisp, they look and feel as if they cost way more than they actually do. From $179, thecitizenry.com, that's THE-CITIZENRY.com. From Good Housekeeping, some notes about herbs. Storage smarts, nothing is sadder than an unusual bunch of beautiful herbs. These stay fresh strategies can help prevent waste. First, treat most tender types as you would cut flowers. Stems down in water at room temp. 2, parsley and cilantro can handle the cold. Wrap them in damp paper towels, place in a plastic bag, and refrigerate. 3, store sturdy herbs dry in the fridge in the clam shells they come in. And for long-term storage, tie with string and hang in a cool, dry place until dried, a few days to a week. And some quick and easy everyday uses. Toss handfuls of parsley leaves into salad greens. Fold chopped cilantro into cooked rice. Blitz basil into a vinaigrette or marinade. Stir snipped chives or dill into potato and pasta salads. And add rosemary or thyme sprigs to veggies before roasting. And savor the surplus. Garden overflowing, dry herbs to blend with spices and salts for quick rubs and seasoning mixes. Fresh herbs can be chopped, mixed with oil, and frozen in ice cube trays. Just drop a cube into the pan when cooking. Or try our favorite move, whip them into compound butters, perfect for spreading onto toast, spooning over grilled meats, or topping a baked potato. And here are a few of their combos with butter, parsley, thyme, and lemon. Mint, parsley, and preserved lemon. harissa, cilantro, and scallion, and tarragon, chive, and orange. All right, how about a kale cranberry salad? We need active time on this is 20 minutes. Total time is also 20 minutes, and it makes 8 servings. Half cup whole almonds, a third of a cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, half of a 16-ounce package of chopped kale, a third of a cup dried cranberries, and 1 cup Parmesan cheese shavings. Heat a 10-inch skillet over medium, add the almonds, cook, stirring till toasted, 5 minutes, remove and cool. In a bowl, whisk oil, vinegar, mustard, salt, and pepper. Add kale and cranberries. Toss until kale is evenly coated. Coarsely chop almonds. Add to the salad and toss till combined, and sprinkle with Parmesan. For an easy variation, you can make it a kale walnut salad. Substitute walnuts for the almonds, golden raisins for the cranberries, and a half cup crumbled goat cheese for the Parmesan. You can make it different every time if you start swapping like that. From Woman's World, a copycat eat turkey lettuce cups. This is their spin on P.F. Chang's fresh light dish. We need 4 servings, active in total time, 25 minutes. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 pound of ground turkey, 1 medium shallot chopped, 1 tablespoon grated fresh ginger, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1/2 cup hoisin sauce, 8 leaves of bib lettuce, 2 scallions sliced, 1 red jalapeno pepper sliced, and cooked rice optional. In a 12-inch nonstick skillet, heat the oil over medium-high heat, add the turkey, shallot, ginger, and garlic. Cook, breaking the turkey apart with a wooden spoon until turkey is no longer pink, 7 to 8 minutes. Stir in the hoisin sauce and 1/4 cup water. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cook, stirring occasionally till flavors blend and mixture thickens about 5 minutes. Dividing evenly, fill the lettuce leaves with the turkey mixture. Top with scallions and jalapeno pepper slices. If desired, serve with rice. If Italian's more your thing, from Woman's World, baked penne alla vodka. This makes 2 servings. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 40. We need 1/3 cups cherry tomatoes, 2 teaspoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, a pinch of black pepper, a pinch of crushed red pepper flakes. That one's optional. 1/3 of a cup plain or garlic-flavored hummus. 3 tablespoons part skim ricotta cheese. 1 ounce of vodka. 3 tablespoons grated Parmesan. 5 ounces of dry penne pasta, cooked and drained. An additional Parmesan. Chopped fresh parsley or basil, and crushed red pepper flakes, optional. Heat oven to 375. Add cherry tomatoes to an 8x8-inch dish. Drizzle on the oil and toss to coat. Mix in garlic powder, onion powder, salt, pepper, and, if desired, the red pepper flakes. Push tomatoes to the edges, creating a well in the center. Add plain or garlic-flavored hummus and ricotta cheese to the center of the dish. Drizzle vodka evenly over the tomatoes. Bake 30 to 35 minutes or until the tomatoes look puckered and juicy. Remove dish from the oven. Using the back of a large spoon, smash the tomatoes, releasing their juices and pulverizing the skin into smaller pieces. The juice will be hot, so be careful not to let it splatter on you. Mix together to create a rich, creamy sauce, then stir in the Parmesan. Add cooked penne to the dish. Stir to combine. Garnish with additional herbs, extra Parmesan and crushed red pepper flakes as desired. And how about a cocktail? Raspberry Orange Rosé Sangria. This makes 6 servings. That's perfect for a little women's get-together or something. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time is 4 hours and 10. That's mostly chill time. We need 1 cup of raspberries, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 orange, halved and sliced, 1 regular 750 milliliter bottle of rosé wine, 8 ounces of Cran raspberry juice cocktail, 4 ounces of triple sec, ice cubes, 1 12-ounce can of lemon-lime seltzer, diced apple or mango. In a pot, mix raspberries, sugar, 1/3 cup water, and 1/4 of the orange slices. Over medium heat, bring to a boil. Cook until sugar is dissolved, about 1 minute. Transfer to a bowl, cool, and strain. Add remaining orange slices to a pitcher. Stir in wine, Cran raspberry juice cocktail, triple sec, and syrup. Cover and chill for 4 hours. Just before serving, stir in ice cubes, seltzer, and fruit. Why your arteries love blueberries. Enjoying the fruit daily could slash your risk of heart attack. Proof? Postmenopausal women given a daily serving equal to a heaping cup of fresh or frozen berries saw a whopping 96% improvement in blood vessel function in 12 weeks, per a study in Food and Function. Researchers say blueberry antioxidants help protect delicate arteries, veins, and capillaries from damaging chemical reactions, keeping them more flexible and healthy. And crunching nuts can help improve your smile. If you tend to reach for almonds for a midday snack, you're doing your teeth a favor. In a study published in the International Journal of Oral Science, cavity-prone adults had their dental plaque treated with arginine, an amino acid naturally found in almonds, walnuts, peanuts, and hazelnuts. As a result, they maintained a healthier pH balance in their mouth, which led to fewer cavities developing. To get the benefits, dentists say adding more arginine-rich foods into your routine is a helpful starting point. And one little aside here from Woman's World. Kitchen sponge smells mildewy. We need a solution. Here's one. Fill an old spice shaker with baking soda. Then sprinkle on enough to cover the scrubber after each use. Store the spice container near the sink for easy access after every dishwashing session. The baking soda neutralizes the acidic remnants embedded in the sponge that are causing those offensive smells. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.